This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In the past 2 months, nearly 2,400 people have been put on planes chartered by the U.S. government and deported to Mexico City, a good deal more expensive than a simple bus trip down over the border. From the Fronteras desk at KJZZ in Phoenix, Peter O'Dowd reports.
Once the plane landed, the Mexican government took over, put the deportees on a bus, and sent them back to their hometowns. Leticia Zamaripa is a spokesperson for the U.S. Customs Enforcement Agency in El Paso. She says these flights cost the U.S. government more than $1 million, but it was worth it.
This is a humanitarian effort, especially, again, in light of the violence that we're seeing south of the border here in Ciudad Juarez.
In recent years, most Mexicans kicked out of the United States have been dropped just south of the border. With no connections, they're often swept up into local drug cartels. So the U.S. government has felt pressure to change. ICE says it's working with Mexico's new president to continue flying deportees all the way to Mexico City.
For an expert departure, 4 hours en route. Flight attendants, take your seats.
But long flights don't necessarily keep deportees out of trouble. ICE puts every Guatemalan, for instance, on a flight like this one that took off last year from Phoenix to Guatemala City. Carlos Galicia Molina was on board. He was getting deported for a second time, and he told me the dire economy at home would tempt the men on this plane to join gangs as soon as they landed.
Of course, the same day we are over there, they go to the criminal organizations and start doing the wrong things again, you know?
Which might not be all that surprising. ICE is now focused on deporting people who've committed crimes in the U.S. During the recent flights to Mexico City, 82% of those on board were convicted criminals. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.